spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
If you think I'm going to let a computer boo-boo.
Yeah, you can't allow it.
Not play the national anthem. You're wrong.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the
there, I feel better now. I feel better.
Yeah, it was
sorry
needed.
About that. Oh, by the way, it's weird that today was the day. I don't know. Did you see the sunrise today?
I did not.
On the way,
not that I noticed. I mean, it's another.
I took a
picture. You took it with a flag. Where was that?
With an American flag. Can you see that, Steve?
Yeah, that looks really
beautiful.
Nice.
I always there'd have been a little bit of a breeze, you know, because the flag always looks great when it's like, you know, blowing in the wind. It was right. I had to go around a bunch of construction, and then I had to go a different direction. So I was actually going to, you know, the east when I should have been going toward the west. You understand
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, that is weird. You were heading east from where you live. That's a bad idea.
I shouldn't be doing that.
To get here, yeah. Right? But with construction.
It's literally the long way home. But, so then I stopped. I was like, that was the only person out. I stopped. I went, well, that's a cool picture. So maybe I'll post that. And then it was weird that I took that picture and then the computer almost didn't allow me to play the national anthem. Twice, actually.
It's like, hey, just because I took a picture of the flag doesn't mean we don't need to do this.
Yeah, that doesn't count. And to all the people who text, say, oh, I thought I missed something. Oh, man, I'm glad you caught that. Oh, geez, thanks. We needed that this morning. Yeah, so, you know, I always appreciate the fact that if we did ever have something where we forgot something like that, we've done it with the Pledge of Allegiance. A couple of times,
yes.
Like, you know, they'll go, whoa, time out.
Over.
Hey, unacceptable. So there we go. Guys, I did it yesterday.
What'd you do?
I did it.
I think I know.
What did I do, Steve?
Oh, baby.
What?
You got them all cut.
Oh, haircut. No.
Oh,
no.
Haircut day.
Yeah, I got a haircut. I did get a haircut.
You sure did, Jace. I have not looked at your head, really.
Yeah, it's there.
I always start, you know, at your feet and spend my time then working my way up.
Huh.
Different approach than most take.
Yeah, my eyes are right here.
Oh, yes, sir. Looking at your eyes.
Eye to eye, Kevin. Eye to eye. I played pickleball.
What?
I played pickleball.
You did?
I've never played pickleball.
Oh, never, ever.
Yeah, and
okay.
So I played pickleball yesterday, and I realized a couple things. A, I could see why people like it.
Oh, it's fun.
I mean, there's not a ton of running, and
no,
and you can play it at any level. You know what I mean? You can play it at a whatever. You can play it if you're great. You can play it if you're not great. But I also realized that if you were great, and you know, I'm clearly was barely even scratching the surface of okay, if you were great. That could be amazing. That should be an Olympic sport. It would be so fun to watch for really great, talented, athletic people.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I mean, it's fast moving, and if you're super athletic, I bet it's amazing to watch.
Who did you play with? Like, what was this setup? Were you playing doubles, mixed doubles, singles?
Yeah, it was couples, and then it was...
Couples?
Yeah, it was all couples, but you couldn't play with your spouse, so you had to play with a different person, because that way it's less arguing.
Liberty Lake?
No, it was less arguing, they say, that there's less arguing.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because you're more likely to be nice to...
So you know, where was this at?
Up in the South Hill, of course.
Up in the South Hill, mm-hmm. And it was just at somebody's house?
Yep.
Or you were
they
at
have a pickleball court at their house. And
so were they just doing a little tournament for fun with
it
friends?
Yeah, it's just get together for dinner, basically, and play pickleball. But yeah, it was. I kind of like it. I get it, guys. I didn't 100% understand the craze, but I get it. It's fun and it's super easy. It's not expensive to play and all the rest. So
I'm kind of bummed. My brother, for many years, did a pickleball tournament in the summer. This was, you know, quite a while ago before the pickleball craze took place.
Yeah, I think he was a leader of it.
Yeah, and then it just kind of became, well, we don't have time. I can't remember what happened, but it just got to the point where they stopped doing it. And now he moved and doesn't have the pickleball court anymore. So
he didn't take his court with him? Should have dug
it
up?
No, I keep telling him there's still room for one.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't take up a lot of room. That's the other thing.
Yeah. But
so no if I start wearing lot. My little pickleball outfits into work, you're going to know why.
Yes.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Making me self-conscious about my voice and what I say, my feelings. What about my feelings, Kev?
Kevin James.
Come here, I'll hold you.
Oh, boy.
If I ever say that in my life about my feelings,
yeah, we'll get you.
Take me out back.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hey, Kev. Hey, Kev. How you doing, Kev?
Oh, I'm good.
That's good, Kev.
It's great just thinking back to the memories of that big man sitting here yesterday.
Yeah, it seems like just yesterday.
No, I miss him already.
Yeah.
Are you guys, I know you're both, you know, watching the Olympics. Steve, I think, has watched almost every minute of it.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, Steve. Appreciate that.
It's so great.
No, I actually do it because I am mad at myself. And again, last night,
I'm
out,
with you.
Out all night last night, party, and, you know, missed all the Olympics.
It's a rough deal.
It is.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
No, you should be disappointed. Yeah, and I'm disappointed.
Steve,
I'm disappointed in me.
Turned it on last night.
Yeah.
But if you were to ask me what happened, there would only be one thing that I would know.
Okay.
Nope, maybe two.
Okay.
Marshan.
Oh, the swimmer.
The swimmer. He's from France, right?
Yeah. He had a big night yesterday.
Yeah, he had, what, the first time in 48 years somebody won two gold medals in one night.
Okay, wow.
Okay, so yeah, I heard that part. And then I'm pretty sure, did Katie Ledecky win?
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
No, it happened last, I mean, this is 2 days old, right?
Yeah, again, I can't keep up. Time change, heard of it?
Katie Ledecky won gold.
And people can't keep up with her.
Very good, Steve.
So I just saw an interview with her, and I will say the interview is one of those that made me very happy because they're...
That you haven't been watching?
They're reading... No. They're reading the list of accomplishments to her, right?
Oh, my.
They're like, Katie Ledecky, you've done this.
She's done it all.
You're now the most decorated woman in swimming history or whatever. And, you know, sometimes when they're saying that stuff to people... they have just like the straight face and they're going into the, yeah, you know, I'm just happy to be here, but whatever, right? The political speech of athletes.
And just the common thing that that is said, you know.
She is smiling so big and her she's just glowing.
That's great.
To where you're like, you know what? Okay, that's
be.
What I want to see.
Yeah.
Because that is pretty stinking cool. You have, you know, you're the most decorated American swimmer of all time. Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, women.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Michael Phelps was.
He's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Have you seen the picture with all of his medals?
It's dumb.
Around here? It's unreal.
Yeah. Did you see that graphic that they showed of Katie Ledecky and how many miles that she swam with, like, Olympic competitions?
See, I like that's the stuff I like. Yeah, I like that great. Stuff.
What was it, Steve?
I don't remember the number, but it was something wild.
Also, the fact that she's never lost a 1,500 meter in her career is weird.
Never, ever.
Huh? Ever. Not one time in her entire career. Like, you didn't have a cold. You know, you didn't have
just a bad day.
Yeah, you had a bad day.
Don't feel like swimming.
Yeah.
She's got like the 22 or 23 or 21 fastest times.
That's insane.
Like there's a list.
Yeah, and every name on there is hers.
Yeah, like 21, 22, 23, somewhere in that ballpark.
Wow.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
So cool.
She won by 10 seconds.
Isn't that wild?
Like, what?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And they were talking about the race as it was going on, and they go, well, don't think she's going to win by her typical, or like if she's really going fast, you know, 20 seconds or whatever.
Right. She's just coasting in for a 10-second win.
Yeah.
And how long was it? Because it's like 15 minutes, right?
I think.
Oh, hold on. I just saw it. Her 15:30:02. Marked a new Olympic record.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's different.
They finished. She won by so much that no other swimmers were visible on the broadcast.
That's the part I always like. Is she warming up or is this just a... Oh, no, there they are. There they are, guys. It's fine.
By the way, Steve, I found the stat.
Oh, you did?
Katie Ledecky, in her lifetime, they say, has swam about 23,000 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's almost as many miles as Steve's car has on it.
Now, that is a great stat.
It took Steve 10 years to get 23,000 miles on his car. Katie Ledecky swam that much in her career.
Yeah, we call it the Ledecky.
Yeah, you should nickname your car that. That's a great nickname.
I do like that.
It'd be championship.
Mm. Yeah, it's wild, though, because they go, you know, there's no one. I think they said by 2050-something, someone will be able to get the times or something that she has, or I don't know, something like that. It's wild.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Steve, I appreciate you having, you know, these stories that...
But they're not complete?
Yeah, like you can't say...
You could have took a note.
It's by 2050, she'll have...
something.
There'll be somebody that'll be able to have her times. It's wild. Well...
Did you find the actual stat?
That doesn't make any sense at all.
No, I mean, because you know how she's got like the 20-some-odd fastest times?
So it would take that long even if somebody was all of a sudden as good as she is?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Yeah. I think that's what they were saying.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay, I'm watching the swimming now.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, my wife's a teacher, and sometimes when the kindergartners see her, like, in a store, they lose their mind.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, you go to stores? You are allowed to shop in stores?
Kevin James.
My wife's always like, yeah. And sometimes the mom's like, yeah, she doesn't just live at the school, honey. She actually has a real life and everything. And they just completely lose their minds.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we got to go ahead and get to our audio vault today before we do our pick your poison, because there is a bunch of stuff to give away today. I mean, I'll give you an example. Let's see what we have here. We've got the qualifying for the flyaway, If you don't know what that is, it's the Coastal Country Jam. It's a two-day music festival right on the beach in Long Beach, California, in late September. Could be perfect weather for that. That's one of those two-day deals. Okay, we can qualify for that.
Yes, sir.
We got Midland tickets to give away. We got Jeff Dunham tickets to give away. We got Donny Osmond tickets to give away. We got Webb Slew jet boat race tickets to give away. And we're going to let you pick your poison coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. In the meantime, we've got to get to the audio vault. I was being kind of facetious, a little sarcastic, Kevin, about the whole, I can't believe it's August, because a lot of people have said it. A lot of people in the media have said it.
Can you believe it? I can't believe it's August already.
I can't believe it's August already.
I know, right?
I can't believe it's already August.
I can't believe it's already August.
Hard to believe it's August already.
I can't believe it's August.
I can't believe it's already August.
I can't believe it's already August.
Hard to believe it is already August.
Hard to believe it already is August.
Can you believe it is August already?
You're in the month of August. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it's already August already.
I cannot believe it's August.
Yeah, we get
already.
The point. It's
I was
August.
Just saying the same things from other colleagues.
Can you believe
Listen.
It is August? Already
it's August, guys. It's August.
We would be guilty of it as well.
We probably would have said it. Not saying it now.
Sure.
Do it.
What I can't believe, and this
here
is...
Here it comes.
It's not that it's August.
Well, wait, it is August.
I can't believe that it's...
You're welcome.
Almost September. That's the weird one for me.
Weird how the calendar you know, works,
as
man.
As I look ahead for you know, a lot of weddings and that type
sure,
of stuff,
yeah.
I look ahead and I'm like, now I'm planning and talking to people for September weddings, and it feels real weird.
What's the one month that you feel like you would say, I can't believe it's what? Is it August because it feels like the summer has gone by
yeah,
quickly?
Yeah, I think sometimes.
Or is it like December because you're like, oh, whoa, Thanksgiving's already over? Or is it just every
listen,
month?
I guarantee you I'm guilty of probably saying it about every month at some point.
Yeah.
Although no one ever says, man, I can't believe it's February.
Right. I know. That's
that one just doesn't happen.
Or January or March. I feel like, you know, it's like.
January you can get because it's a new year.
Because the holiday
right?
and the new year. Yeah.
Yeah and you yeah. go, oh, I can't believe it's 2025 already.
Right.
But, yeah, February may be the month that says that the least.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah,
it's maybe just like, thank God it's February.
All right.
Yeah,
don't
really hear that. I was going to say maybe March, although that's kind of like, oh, it's already the new year and we're already into March.
Yeah, that could be because March Madness,
March
too.
March Madness, that's yeah. Like, oh, yeah, hoops, yeah. Like, gosh, I can't believe it's.
Yeah, it's already time for the tournament. That could be. Kevin, you might be right. February might be the least one. Oh, boy. That January really blew by.
Yeah, no one's excited for January. Even Steve, who has a January birthday.
Yeah.
Do you get excited for that month?
Excited for January?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Decently.
Mind. Do you get excited for July?
More than January?
Have you ever been excited?
Yeah, probably, I guess.
Have you ever been excited about anything?
No.
Okay. Zachary Levi is in a movie. I couldn't remember who that was till I saw his picture, but then I recognized him, Kevin.
Zachary probably, Levi. I'm going to look him up.
Yeah.
You'll probably is he part him. Of the Eugene Levy family?
No.
He was in that show... What was it called? Chuck?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's spelled different. It's with an I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He is Chuck.
Yeah. So Zachary Levi's in this movie called Harold and the Purple Crayon. It's about a magical crayon that falls into the wrong hands. He talks about what he would like to draw with the purple crayon. And here it is.
It's magic.
3, 2, 1.
I don't know how I would draw this because it's kind of esoteric, but honestly, I really mean this. I would draw things like unity and peace and kindness and empathy and forgiveness.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
What a waste of a
boring.
Magical crayon.
Boring. What would you draw?
I mean, that's fine. I get it.
Yeah,
I want
yeah,
all
yeah.
those things too.
That's
but,
a given, right?
I
that's
mean,
that's the.
Yeah, but you've got a purple crayon and that's what you do with it?
What are you drawing, Kevin?
A giant
here we
Barney.
Go. This is what I want.
A giant Barney. Well, purple.
I get what you're
the
doing.
First purple thing I
yeah.
can think of.
Right?
It doesn't have to be purple.
No, it doesn't. No, but yeah.
But it's a magic. I thought it was a purple crayon.
It is a purple crayon, but it's more about the magic than the color, I think.
Okay, well, that's dumb.
Well, I don't mind a magic Barney as long as what is Barney going to be
well,
able
yeah,
to do for
it.
You?
So it's a giant Barney.
Uh-huh.
who fights crime and he fights unity. I mean, he doesn't fight unity.
That's a
he fights
idea.
For unity. He gives the things that old Zachary Levy wants.
Oh, so he's in charge of all things
good.
Yeah,
Barney is just like he's going to unite the world. And like he'll, you know, like he'll take down a bad guy and he'll be like, I love you, you love me.
All right, I'm going to draw the giant Fruit of the Loom grape guy.
Oh, what does he do?
He's going to clean my house and make me meals. That's very selfish.
Yeah, that doesn't seem...
Yeah. Well, hey, it's my purple crayon. I'll draw whatever I feel like drawing.
For the good of humankind.
Yeah, that's right. And then all the other things that you know, Zachary Levy said, all that too.
Steve, I think if you're getting meals, that's going to bring peace to everybody.
It can't hurt.
That is true. Have you guys, you've read the book or no?
That's funny.
There's a book?
Harold and the Purple Crayon, that's what the movie is based off of?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Okay. Guess not.
Have you?
I think I had it read to me. It's a children's book.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Yeah, I get it, yeah. So no,
never heard of it?
What are you drawing, Steve, with your purple crayon? Anything fun or?
No, nothing fun. No, I guess if we're sticking with purple, what's the name of the McDonald's character?
Oh, is it Grimace?
Grimace, yeah.
He seems kind of fun.
You're going to draw.
What would you make Grimace do?
Well, is Grimace also happy for a change? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Because I don't think Grimace is normally happy, correct? Yeah. Is that right? I'm trying to remember what Grimace does.
Does he steal the burgers?
Gosh, you're going to change. You could change time. Make Grimace
That's
a happy
Hamburglar.
Character.
Oh, yeah. The Hamburglar steals the burgers. That makes sense. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he would replace what's the mascot for the Philadelphia Flyers that looks kind of like him?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
He's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, he is.
So get him to replace him. So
Jay, this book, this is on us. I was thinking maybe it was just an age thing, but Harold and the Purple Crayon is a 1955 children's picture book.
Yeah. Well, I see that too.
A 1955?
It's not on us. It's on our parents. Bad parenting.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yep.
But it does sound like it's a picture book. Does that mean
you,
it doesn't?
Sorry. Also, on this date, Kevin, I don't know if you, I'm sure you probably do, when MTV debuted.
Yeah, I mean, do I remember?
Well, let me just listen to this. Remember the video at the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. And then... Then the music. On this date in 1981. Video killed the radio star. Video. I remember it was right after I started working in radio. Like, immediately after I started working in radio. This, the MTV debuted, and they were like, that's it, it's the end of radio as we know it. Radio is dead. Video has killed the radio star. And I'd been in radio for, 6 weeks. I was like,
you're thinking, oh, great.
That was bad timing.
Now, here you are.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you know any Five Finger Death Punch songs?
Kevin James. The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I had to go talk to the guy over there. In that studio the other day, that one right over there.
Oh, the station that plays that music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, man, do you have a second? I need a help with something. And then I needed his help with something. So I was like, I walked in there and he's like, asked me a question. And then I asked him a question. And the whole time he was doing it, and you ever notice, let me give you an example. You walk into a room and the person that's been in the room for a long time doesn't really realize what they have going on volume-wise, like maybe a TV or something.
Sure, yeah,
right,
absolutely.
So it's like...
When you go from an environment where it's... You're in quiet.
Yes.
And you walk into their environment that they're used to.
Yes.
It can not seem loud to them, but loud to you.
And I walk in, he's like, okay, man, so I just have a quick question for you. And I was like, uh-huh. He's like, what... If we do this, will that... And it went on for about... Well, it seemed like 2 hours because it was that music. It was
sounds louder anyway.
Oh, my God. And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. I go, man, you got to turn that down. He's like, turn what? Oh, yeah.
Turn that racket down.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was like, get off my lawn. But it was so distracting. And then I thought the same thing I think every time. It's like 6:30 in the morning.
I know. There's people who listen to that in the morning. I mean, whatever, man.
But wow.
I'm worried about them. I am.
It's time for pick. Your poison.
All right. 509-441-0999. You know, you call, we chat, we let you choose a prize. We got all kinds of them. Prizes galore. Prizes galore, gotta go out the door. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it.
You don't mind that one?
All right. I mean, pick your poison, and your poison is an actual ticket.
Yeah.
These are great prizes.
Could be worse. Could be a lot worse, I'm telling you. A lot worse ways to start the day than just simply calling and having a conversation, and then... after the conversation, you get to choose a prize. Kevin, give me a number.
I'm going to give you the number 5.
5. Steve, I'm going to grab something here real quick. Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Who's this?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, what's happening?
Just driving to work.
The Jacqueline's what's crackling. What was that commercial?
The Cracklin's what's happening. And so
was that Rice Krispies? What was that?
I think so.
Do you know that commercial, Jacqueline?
I do not know.
Oh, dang it.
Do you wish that we'd stop? Kind of seems like she wants us to.
You do whatever you want. Wow. Okay.
You must be married.
I am.
Kevin Eugene.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, she just knows. Yeah, you guys do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's not going to affect me.
How long you been married?
I'm coming up in September, 1 year.
In September? Oh, okay.
Oh, just a new, okay, very fun.
Well, congrats. Yeah. Any big plans for the 1 year anniversary?
No, still trying to figure that out.
Okay, yeah. What, can you mind if I ask what date in September?
September 9th. All
right. 9-9. Did I catch a niner in there?
Yeah. Niner.
What time do you get done working today if you're driving in right now?
6 o'clock. I work 4:10.
Oh, you can probably tell better than we can. Kevin, I might be speaking for Kevin out of turn here, but I've always thought that we have discussed this on the show that 4:10s might be the best schedule.
Oh, yeah, they really are. It's nice to have that extra day off during the week.
I mean, you're already there. You can goof off for an extra 2 hours, probably.
Yeah.
Not saying that you would, of course, but others probably would.
Yeah.
All right, Jacqueline, let's get you a prize. What would you like? Here's what we have for you. We have Webb Slew Jet Boat Race tickets. We have Donny Osmond tickets. We have Jeff Dunham tickets. We have Midland tickets. Or we'll qualify you for the Coastal Country Jam Flyaway to Long Beach, California in late September, which could be for an anniversary trip. What do you think?
Jeff Dunham tickets
are very valuable. Tickets to see Jeff Dunham at the Coeur d'Alene Casino coming up on August 3rd. So you got this weekend's plans set. Stand by, Jacqueline. That's a fun.
Oh, wait, that's this weekend.
Yes, it is.
Jeez, that's Saturday.
No, it's actually August 3rd.
Yeah, that. Okay.
Can't believe it's August already.
I can't.
Daniel.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening, man?
Nothing much. Just at work.
What do you do?
Excavator operator.
Oh.
Moving the dirt, moving the earth, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Did you learn how to do that from Blippi?
Kevin.
No, my 2-year-old son is actually, though.
I bet.
Yeah, see?
I bet, yeah.
He knows what's up.
That's cool. Has your son gone to the work site to be able to see the really cool thing that dad drives around?
Oh, yeah.
God, that's got to be great for a 2-year-old. I mean, well, it's great for a 50 or 60-year-old. It's got to be.
It is.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't think it ever gets uncool, except for probably when you do it every day.
Yeah, sometimes.
Are you able to listen to the radio or anything while you're, using your heavy equipment, or do you not listen to anything?
Oh, I listen to you guys all day.
God bless you.
That's awesome, yeah. Air-conditioned cab?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that a boy. There we go.
This is a good life.
Yeah.
Well, what are you currently working on?
Yeah, what are you excavating?
We are doing a 96-acre ranch in Hayden Lake, Idaho.
Wait, what is that?
What?
You're doing a ranch. What does that mean? Like you're leveling some land for a house?
Some rich guy bought 96 acres and is building his kids' houses on it, and horse stables and indoor horse arena. So I'm doing all of the water and sewer and all the pipe work.
Wow.
Holy smokes. Okay. Man.
96 acres in Hayden Lake area? It doesn't seem like it's free.
Yeah, it seems like the first part he said is right. I'm rich guy.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's cool. All right, well, let's get you set up, Daniel, here. What kind of tickets do you want today? Do you know which ones you want?
Thinking maybe the Midland tickets.
Midland's a great show. That's going to be an awesome one. That one's at Northern Quest Resort and Casino coming up on August 24th. All right, man, hold on for a second, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Wow. Okay, well, we got plenty more to give away, so hold on for your chance to win that. That's kind of a fun gig. I bet you if you like have that as a job or any of the jobs that you know you have a chance to go work on these sites, that you're like, oh, I made such and such, or I made that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a badge of honor.
Well, we had like inside information yesterday that we are not allowed to divulge,
right,
I believe,
right.
But where Rob Sacre was working on something, and we were like, wait. That's happening? And he's like, yeah, right over there. And he told us where it was.
Yeah.
He's like, I just moved some dirt for it.
Yeah. He looked right at me. He said, be ready for it, man. Be ready for it.
Be ready for it.
I'm like, okay.
The big